This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I think we ought to stipulate right at the beginning of the program today that there are dozens, more likely hundreds of things that might happen, will happen, or should happen in and around the Greek debt crisis over the next couple of weeks and months. We know right now exactly two of them, no more, no less. Greece will stay in the euro, the single currency, or it will leave the euro. We called Robert Kahn, he's a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, and asked him the basic question. What happens if? Here's option one.
If Greece wants to stay in the eurozone, they're going to have to adopt an ambitious set of policy measures. That includes tax reform, fixing their pension program, including early retirement, labor market practices, and the like. And in return, their creditors are going to have to give them meaningful debt relief.
Unless, of course, Greece and its creditors wind up at option two.
If Greece leaves the eurozone, they will have to introduce a new currency, they will default on their debt, and they will have to chart their own economic course. But they're still going to have to adopt economic policies that will provide the basis for growth going forward.
Okay, so all of that said, and let's remember the caveat for today's coverage of Greece, here, elsewhere, and everywhere, really, is that nobody knows what's going to happen. So let's do a little spitballing. If things wind up at option two, that Greece leaves the euro and starts or restarts, actually, its own currency, how is that going to work? Marketplace's Mark Garrison is on it.
If Greece wants out of the euro, start with what got them in, the Treaty of Maastricht, the 1992 instruction manual. There's lots about how it'll work, but as far as how to get out...
There are no options in the Maastricht Treaty to leave the common currency.
German economist Ferdinand Fichtner with the hard truth that there's no precedent, no plan, no rules. So maybe Greece can look for historical parallels. To get that, we're going to need to go back, like a century.
I'm going to say a couple lessons from the breakup of the Habsburg Empire.
Yes, the Habsburg Empire. This is why you listen to public radio, people, where you find out the stuff you learned back in some Western Civ class matters, and why you historian Stephen Gross says the empire had its own single currency before coming apart, which gives us a potential blueprint for Greece's exit from this currency.
Well, you've seen the first step is capital control, so it's hard for people to take money out of their banks.
But Greece is still having trouble paying bills, which means state workers and retirees worried about checks.
They're going to have to start issuing some type of IOU to their citizens, and this will effectively be a new currency.
Martin Bailey at the Brookings Institution explains how an IOU becomes currency.
Once you say, okay, if I receive an IOU from the government, if I'm a pensioner, I can take that to the grocery store and exchange it for groceries.
To really bring drachmas back from the dead, Greece is going to eventually have to actually print some new notes. But the real action is how the new currency is exchanged for euros, which is what regular Greeks have their bank accounts in. Their money could be frozen until it gets converted, but not at a market rate, explains Harvard Kennedy School economist Carmen Reinhart.
You're likely to get something less. What would be typically called the official rate.
Got it? You did make it through the Habsburg Empire, so you can handle a little math. The impact is Greeks would see their savings devalued and life would be much more difficult, perhaps for a long time, which is why the prospect of a Greek exit is taken lightly by no one. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.